Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we're doing an NCAA Week 1 game preview between the Oklahoma State Cowboys and the Central Michigan Chippewas. So, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube, pretty much, and also on our podcast. Check us out over there as well. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast each and every single day. Let's get into this one, man. Games are right around the corner here for college football. This one is kicking off September 1st. That's next Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m., so be sure to check this one out. It's going to be a great game, just a little bit less than a week away, give or take. And it's going to be a fun time, man. Let's talk about Central Michigan. Let's talk about the underdogs, right? The team who upset this team last time they played, right, in a crazy, wild game. You know, the last-second Hail Mary that happened back in 2016. And you know Oklahoma State wants some revenge. But let's talk about Central Michigan, man. What can we expect from them this upcoming season and in this game? So I think that, first off, you got to look at Lou Nichols III, your running back, your star running back, to really, if you want to be in this game, if you want to get things going, he's your guy. I mean, he is a phenomenal running back, man. He's put up some tremendous stats. And when I say that, man, he's got over, last year, right, close to 2,000 yards. Close, I mean real close. Led all of college football last year, all of it, every single conference, division, whatever you want to call it, with 1,848 yards. 16 touchdowns on 300 plus carries, 341 to be exact. So, I mean, he's going to get the ball a lot this game. There's no question about that. But it's going to be, I think, a little bit tougher this year, though, for his success, because, man, Central Michigan just got obliterated. And when I mean that, I mean guys transferring, guys getting drafted. Their O-line is going to be, it's going to be a little rough, right? You're losing a lot of really good size, good depth, good vets. You're losing Bernard Raymond, who went to the Colts, and Luke Goedeke, who went with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting their thing on in the NFL. And like I said, you got Nichols, who's going to be solid. And, of course, your quarterback is going to be Daniel Richardson. Pretty good year last year, right? 2,583 yards, 24 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions. So he's got to have a clean game as well. But once again, like I mentioned, guys are leaving. His wide receiving core. Khalil Pimpleton, he is now with the Detroit Lions. Ja'Cory Sullivan, he's no longer there as well. But you have Dallas Dixon, who had a pretty good year last year, 45 catches, 700-plus yards, 8 scores. Joel Wilson is going to be coming in to help at the tight end position, get some more passes caught there for him. So I think the offense is going to be okay, but it's going to take a step back, I believe, just with the loss of the O-line and also a good bit of the receiving core. It's going to be a little bit rougher this year. As to the defense, as I say, the hits don't stop coming, and unfortunately, they're losing some guys who can hit. Devonnie Reed, South Carolina. Troy Brown went over to Ole Miss. George Douglas with the SMU. And also, man, Greg Kresge and Troy Harrison, both of them are gone, as well as Amir Sadiq. I mean, man, that is tough. That sucks if you're a Central Michigan man. There's no other way to put it. And like I said, it was great last year, right? Came up with a lot of tackles for loss, 4th in sacks, led the MAC against a run. But they just could not stop the pass rush.
But, man, it's just rough, right? You do have Dante Kent at the safety position, their top returner, really the one kind of star in their team now. Broke up 15 passes and a pick, only one interception last year. Reliant Sturkey, he's come back as well. Your safety, you can help out there. But there's way too many questions for this defense, man. You're just losing so many people. The linebacking core as well. It's got another big overhaul, like the rest of this team. Kyle Moretti, he's going to come help out. Justin Whiteside as well. But it's just that it's just going to be, I think, one of those seasons for Central Michigan where, you know, you hate to see it, but they just couldn't keep the guys there that they need to keep, right? And it's going to be tough, but for Central Michigan, like I said, they got to play pretty much a perfect game if they want to get the win on this one. Let's talk about Oklahoma State, the Cowboys, a great team last year. We all know what they were doing, right? A tremendous record. And obviously, they're ranked 12th in the nation. Looking at the Oklahoma State Cowboys, like I said, went 12-2 last season. They are going to be putting on a show, I think. Some guys to look out for. Obviously, you got to look at the quarterback, Spencer Sanders. A really good experienced guy. He's been there for quite some time. Fourth season opener with the Cowboys. Last year, threw for close to 3,000 yards, 2,839, 20 touchdowns. Got good on the interceptions a little bit. He had 12. And the only question really with this Oklahoma State team for the offense, per se, is going to be the running back. There's really not anyone who is taking it by helm, right? Obviously, you lost Jaylen Warren. Desmond Jackson left. And let's say you have Sanders, right, the quarterback. But, I mean, you know, you want to have a proven running back there, too. You have Dominic Richardson and Jade Nixon who are going to be working there. But, like I said, both those guys are unproven, so it's going to be interesting to see if they can really kind of experiment, I think, in this game and try and get that running game rocking. Offensive line, really good in pass protection. They should be pretty good this year as well. Like I said, three starters are coming back, and they have some versatile guys as well. Hunter Woodward, something to look out for, a great guard, and also Caleb Etienne as well. And on the defense, man, look out for Colin Oliver, defensive tackle. Well, a great lineman, right? One of the best in the Big 12 last season. And I think he's going to be looking good, I think it's going to be another great season for him. And, man, it's going to be fun to see, right? Derek Mason coming over, taking over for defensive coordinator spot. And, like I say, you're losing top four tacklers. They're also gone, right? Tanner McAllister is gone. So they're also a team, like kind of like Central Michigan, who got hit hard with transfers. Defense is going to be good, though. I think defense is going to be fine. They average about four sacks a game, so they are going to be going. I think they're going to really get to Central Michigan in that O-line, who just lost a few of their guys. I mentioned Oliver last year led the team with 10.5 sacks. And also Trace Ford's come back from a knee injury. You also got Tyler Lacey, Brock Martin, who are also some really good players as well. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun time for Oklahoma State. You are losing Malcolm Rodriguez, right, your star linebacker. But you're getting guys like Xavier Benson who are going to help out, Mason Cobb. So it's going to be interesting to see how the linebacking core is going to be able to do. But I'm expecting this team to really just roll through things. Spencer Sanders is going to have another great season. Obviously with the wide receiving core, you lost a few guys. Who's going to be the next guy up? Tay Martin's gone. Had a really good year last year. Brennan Presley is potentially someone who could really help out. And you also have a pretty good, you bring back seven of your top eight, but you're losing a top one. So we'll see how this team can get things going in week one. So final prediction for this one, I got this one being a blowout, honestly. I just think the Central Michigan's the better team right now. I mean, they're tremendous. And Central Michigan, best of luck to you, but they got to play a perfect game. I just don't see it this day. So final score, Oklahoma State, I'm going to go 45, Central Michigan 17. It's going to be a blowout. But, hey, you know, if you're a fan of Central Michigan, if you're a fan of Oklahoma State, of course you're going to watch this game. But also check out this game for potential, maybe next year's 2023 draft proxy. You never know. Even though the games might not be that close, that still doesn't give you a reason not to watch it. You know what I mean? There's always reasons to watch these football games, even with, smaller schools like Central Michigan, maybe that aren't well-known among, the upper echelon of college football. It's always fun to watch some different schools and just get a different take on things, see how the game is played at other schools there. So, yeah. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Listen, check this one out. It's going to be played Thursday, September 1st, so be sure to set your DVR, watch it live, whatever you feel like doing. Like I said, if you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, Check out our podcast every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anywhere Listen to Podcasts. And hey, college football is finally back, everyone. Enjoy it with your friends, family, loved ones. And until then, we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.